Thank you so much. Talk about hopeful lyrics and being reminded of what a gift we have at Christmas. I might have asked this before. Who's ready? Who needs more grace? Don't know yet? Well, I'm so glad you're here. I want to begin just by sharing a story with you tonight. Several years ago, there was a couple. They had been married over 40 years, and it was coming into Christmas time, and there had been a pattern that had developed in this couple's life. The spouse, the wife, she had a lot of anxiety and fear that somehow their house might be robbed. And so it would keep her awake at night, and she really struggled with that. And so the husband had gotten used to being woken up and asked to go check the windows and the locks and the doors. And sometimes he did this lovingly and sometimes not so lovingly. And it was Christmas Eve, and you can imagine, man, in the middle of the night, the wife heard something really loud, and she just shook him, you know, honey, get up. Someone is downstairs. You need to go. Babe, I don't think. Go, you've got to go. And so he got up. And he went downstairs, flipped on the living room lights, and lo and behold, standing right next to their Christmas tree was a thief, a burglar. the thing on the head, the whole thing, and there he stands. And I don't know what you would do if you suddenly found somebody in your living room, but this guy's response was not typical. He's like, I am so glad to meet you. He goes, would you please come upstairs and say hi to my wife? She has been waiting to meet you for 40 years. So I laughed when I read that. And I thought, boy, when I think about this year that we've all been in, the hope of Christmas, it seems like it's been a long year. Anybody would agree with that? Talk about many hopeless experiences. In fact, the pandemic, the virus, even some of the heart of the election and the ups and the downs, and it just seems like there's nothing to put your foot on that's going to stay solid. And it's been a tough year. And I think it's because there's been an introduction of fear that not all of us were used to living with. But the fact that we still have masks on tonight is a different sort of experience. What I was thinking about as I thought about this evening was that probably 2020 has just peeled back the veneer of sort of whatever it is we think about the world and really revealed what is true. How many of you would say yes to this? The world is a broken place. You agree with that? And the reason it's broken is not because there are viruses or differing opinions or all of the hards that we have seen this year. It's broken because of something more sinister and more fundamental. It's broken because of sin. Sin is that fracturing of our relationship with Almighty God. And the fact is that sin takes. And one of the things it takes along its way is it takes our hope. In the past few weeks, during our church services, we've been doing a series called Reasons for Hope. And one of the couple that we keep talking about in this series are a couple by the name of Zacharias and Elizabeth. And they're actually part of the Christmas story before Mary or Joseph or anybody. They're the first ones who receive this angelic visit, and Zacharias is told something phenomenal because they're an elderly couple, far beyond having kids. He's told, you're going to have a son, and your wife is going to have a baby. And then they're told something crazy that must have been mind-blowing. They said, and he will be the forerunner of God's Messiah, the Savior of the world, who we know is Jesus. Now, you would think in that moment they would have just exploded in celebration, that Zacharias would have cheered. But the problem was he didn't respond in faith. He responded in fear. And he was afraid, afraid that this was impossible. How can this happen? God, I'm old and all of that. Well, God says, here, I'm going to give you a little life lesson in helping you know that I keep my promise. He says, the angel said, for the next 9 months, you're going to be silent. Can you imagine that? Totally unable to speak. And then as you get towards the end of Luke chapter 1, the day comes where his son John is born. And suddenly the silencing, the muzzle over his mouth is removed, and Zacharias explodes in praise to God. Only what is so interesting to me is that the first thing out of his mouth is not, "God gave us a son." No, the first thing out of his mouth is, "God gave us a Savior." Because the lesson he learned is, friends, that if I just improve your scenario a little bit, let's say I take care of the whole COVID thing and we get rid of that problem. Well, it's only going to be a matter of moments before the next one comes. Amen? You see, you can't have hope unless something deals with the root issue of our hopelessness. Something's got to deal with sin. And so when Zacharias is praising God in his explosion of praise, he, in the middle of that whole psalm, says something that I think summarizes all of the hope that we have for Christmas and for all of life. And you read this in Luke chapter 1, verses 74 and 75. He says, "The Messiah came." Jesus came. Why? "To grant us that we, being rescued from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days." Now let me explain that. Friends, Christmas is the hope of a Savior from sin. Let me say amen to that. What we need is a fearless hope. And here's the thing. How many of you have experienced new kinds of fear in 2020? Stuff like we all knew we were a little bit vulnerable. And now we know fear in a whole nother. Friends, Christmas is a hope that is greater than all fear. And it removes fear. It removes fear because the very thing that it makes us the most afraid is our sin. There's a lot of things broken around you, and that doesn't stop you from going to work or talking to your spouse. It's what's broken inside you that does that. And God came to defeat that. I mean, COVID's pretty bad, but let me tell you about sin. Did you know that sin is 100% fatal 100% of the time to 100% of people who have it? And guess how many of us have it? Raise your hand if you know the answer. Me. You've got it. And there's no hope for us. And it's always there. Always the guilt. Always the shame. Always the fear. The fear. What is Christmas? It is God sending us Jesus Christ. And he's better than any of the vaccines coming out this year. Though I hope they work. Amen? But the minute you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are set free from the power of sin forever. It cannot claim you. It cannot decide your fate anymore. It cannot determine your joy. It has been dealt with in Jesus Christ. Christmas is the hope of a Savior from sin, that we would be rescued from our greatest enemy. But then I love it goes on, that we might serve him without fear. You know what Christmas is the hope of, gang? It's the hope of a relationship with God without fear. It's going from always constantly being afraid of what does God think of you? Or man, he must be disappointed in you. Or how's this all going to work out? To suddenly know that the smile of God is upon you. Let me share with you what I think Christmas is like. A couple of years ago, I was watching one of my sons play a basketball game. And he had gotten on a team. And so we're all there in this little gym and we're watching the game. And I was proud of him. He was doing pretty good. I was excited. It was fun to watch. But he had this kid on his team. And I want you to understand that I love this person, though I don't know them. But he was the worst basketball player I had ever seen in my life. Bad is too gracious for what this kid was. And I mean, it was awful. They'd throw him the ball and he'd start walking with it. There's no dribbling. And though they call it, every time he'd get it, it seemed like it was a turnover. And then the craziest part of the whole thing was, the minute he'd get the ball, he'd turn and shoot. The only problem is, I don't think you could call what he was doing shooting. It looked like this overhead He missed the backboard like four times in the course of the game. Now let me tell you, doesn't this sound very pastoral what I'm telling you? It's all judgy. But let me tell you, I am a person who, like, I really appreciate performance, and it makes me nervous if I think I can't do something well. My inner awkward was just cringing through this game. They pass him the ball, and I'd be like, no, don't do it. Ah! Don't you want me at your Christmas? But I got to tell you, through this whole game, down on the front row, mom, dad, grandma, and grandpa are watching this game. And like, from all I could tell, they were blind because they did not stop cheering the whole game. Even when he was doing the absolute, they'd be like, good job, way to go, good pass. I'm like, what? Way to take the shot. I'm just like, you're kidding me. And I remember I'm watching this whole thing, just crawling inside. We get to the end of the game, and of all things, he gets the ball and he turns. I know what's going to happen. He's going to shoot it. So he turns and he launches a brick. I mean, it's not like a shot. It's just, and it goes in. You'd have thought he won the Olympics. His family's just lost their mind cheering. Now, I want to tell you the best part of the whole thing. I followed that family out. Didn't plan on it, but I'm walking right behind this kid and the dad. And I watched the dad put his arm around his kid. And I'm thinking he's going to say something like, hey, good job. We need to work on dribbling or possibly shooting. And this is all that his dad said. Listen to this. He said, how did it feel to make that shot? I want to tell you what Christmas is. How many of you know you can't dribble? How many of your shots are pretty lame? Anybody here? How many of you know what it is to be weak and to be afraid? But what does it mean to have God suddenly in your life with love and praise and calling you out and just delighting in you for your chance to walk by faith, and suddenly your life is no longer about the fear of the displeasure of God, but because of what Christ has done, He has paid for your sin. So now you are the recipient of the love of God. Amen? That's Christmas. That's having a Savior from sin that changes the way you know God. That lets you live and take the shot and play the game for His glory and for your joy. Amen? Friends, this Christmas, we have a Savior from sin who has changed our relationship with God for eternity. Amen? And what that means is that you and I get to play and be part of His story. Let me pray for you. God, Christmas is this incredible moment of hope. God, we don't have any hope in ourselves. We've seen new kinds of weakness in ourselves this year. We've seen fear in a way we didn't know we even had it, God. And yet You remind us that You are the one who set us free from our great enemy, sin. And You've called us to live our lives for You, and You love us, and because of our gift of Christ, You smile, You call us forward, You cheer, and You bring about success, joy, hope, faith, growth. Lord, we can't say thank You enough. Thank You for Christmas, all God's people said. Amen. Amen. I pray God is giving you hope this year. We're going to do something that is our favorite tradition. We are going to be singing Silent Night. And I'm going to ask my candle lighters to come forward. And they're going to bring their candles to you. And they'll light the candle on the end of your row. And then your chance to pass it along. If you have a young child who really is going to be excited about holding a real candle, and you are nervous about that, why don't you just hold it with them, and we'll all be blessed. If you wore a lot of hairspray tonight, you may want to be careful at this moment. While the candles are being lit, the team is going to play, and then we will stand and sing Silent Night together. Go for it.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever.
Christmas. Eric, we're so thankful you could be with us tonight. I'm going to close us in a word of prayer. When I say amen, that's your cue to blow out the candles. Try not to hit the people in front of you with wax. That'd be great. Let's pray. God, we stand here tonight holding a light in our hands, reminded that you are the light of the world, that you've shined in our darkness, and you have forgiven our sins, and you have given us uncontainable, undefeatable hope. Lord, I pray that as families go home, they would go home with you at the center of what they're doing. God, I pray for those who came tonight by themselves. Lord, if they are going back to a lonely quiet, would you remind them that you are with them because of Christ. You cannot forsake them, and you have not left them, God, that they have you. Lord, whatever scenario we're going home to tonight, Lord, may we do so with the hope of our salvation in Jesus Christ. All God's people said, amen. Amen.